Blog Talk Radio.
Find yourself in danger when you're threatened by a stranger. When it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro, providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. ManaPro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author of City Chicks and Chicken Tractor and other great titles, Pat Foreman. Today is Friday, December 10th, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, visit our blog, sign up for our monthly e-newsletter, The Chicken Scratch, and get all kinds of great Chicken Whisperer gear. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join us right now in the live chicken chat room. You can talk with other Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the world. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guests when we have them on. All you have to do is click on the Chat Now button at our homepage there at Blog Talk Radio. Take a moment to register with Blog Talk Radio. That will get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, and talk all about our passion, backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. I would also like to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. We hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro. ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life. Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com. When you need an incubator, think Brensea, the incubation specialist. Brensea has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brinsea.com. Brinsea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brinsea.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brinsea, technology you can trust. Designed for starting and growing game birds, turkeys, ducks, geese, and broilers, ManaPro's Game Bird Showbird Crumbles feature 24% protein and a combination of vitamins, minerals, and yeast culture. This complete feed does it all, from growth and weight gain to healthy development and even improved digestion. So next time you're starting some new birds, try ManaPro's Game Bird Showbird formula and see the difference. Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer, here to tell you that if you have backyard poultry, nothing is more important than making sure your feathered friends are safe from infectious poultry diseases. Learn the simple steps to keep your birds healthy by visiting this website, healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov. That's healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov.
A message from the USDA.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us today. Fun Friday on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. It is now time to introduce my wonderful co-host, poultry advocate and author, the one, the only, Pat Corbett.
Hey, Whisperer. Yes, it is Fun Friday. It's freaky, frivolous, frocking, foul-filled Fun Friday. I love Fridays. I tell you, I was in town this morning. Yeah, how are you doing this morning?
Good. Go ahead.
Oh, good. I thought maybe I'd forgotten to mute myself again or unmute myself. Sometimes I wish I had that in public, that little feature. But anyway, I was in town this morning just doing some errands and just happened to stop by our local healthy foods co-op. They just got in fresh bagels. Oh, my goodness. I don't think I've had a bagel for probably 3 months or so. So enjoyed one of those. And then I thought, well, I went to the recycle center, and the Humane Society is right there. So stopped in to say hi to some friends there. And just, oh, my gosh, they've got some beautiful, beautiful animals in there just waiting adoption. And I've got to encourage people, if you're thinking at all about a cat or a kitten or a puppy or a dog, please consider going to the Humane Society and giving some of these orphans and these throwaway dogs, throwaway animals, give them a good home. I know all mine come from either Humane Society or the ditch, it seems like, and I just love them so much. But anyway, I ended up going to a birthday party, early luncheon, and joining the folks there, and now I'm on the air here with you. I mean, how better can life get? It's just one fun thing after another.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah! How are you doing today? What you got planned for the weekend coming up?
Well, it's we initially planned to have just a nice, lazy, not do much of anything weekend. There is a poultry show tomorrow. It's the Hart County Bantam Show. My understanding is that it's just bantams, and I'm a large fowl type of guy. I do have some bantams, but I'm just a large fowl type of guy. But tomorrow's a bantam only show up in Hart County at the Armory, and so it'll be an early cold start. If I can talk Jen into going up there with me and doing the radio show and whatnot, and giving away a few ManaPro prizes and whatnot, but so that's a possibility for tomorrow morning. I have a feeling that the pregnant wife's going to want to just stay under the covers next to the heater and watch cartoons. But we will see. We will see what happens tomorrow. You just never know. Next week is her last week. She'll be out on the 17th, and we'll have a couple of weeks. She won't go back until a couple of days after New Year's Day. And so we'll have nice 2 weeks together. We're going to spend most of that time down at the little farmhouse. So we're definitely looking forward to that. But other than that, probably just and hopefully and praying for just a good, quiet weekend with not much going on. That would be well needed. So that's kind of what we have planned. Nothing much, but I will let everybody know via Facebook if the Queen decides to go to the Hart County Bantam show tomorrow. So we'll just have to see what happens. I walked outside this morning, and lo and behold, the chickens are still alive, even though it got down into the low 20s last night with no heat lamp. And even the lone Bantam is still out there scratching around, saying hello to me, running up and saying hello. And so, yeah, they're doing just fine. Checked on them, fed the goats, and let the dogs out. One of my dogs kept me up last night for a little while between about 3 and 4. She was just hollering like crazy. She's there in the sunroom, so I don't have to worry in bothering my neighbors. But I can hear, and I normally sleep very lightly. So I knew something was going on because, you know, you can tell between dogs when they're just barking at some leaves waving in the wind or they see something. So I get the flashlight, head on outside, and sure enough, up in a tree, probably about 40 feet, is this little possum. I see the little beady eyes looking down at me and my and my chickens, but they're completely secure. They have the netting. She's got, you know, two fences she'd have to get over. She's got poultry netting. So she was probably standing up there going, how can I get down there and get me a treat? But Fort Knox declined her. Fail! And so, yes, she moved on. But I kept the dogs out there from about 4 to, I don't know, maybe about 3:30 to 5:30. They were outside. Just kept them outside just to deter the little rascal from even trying to come down and infiltrate my perimeter. So, that was my action with last night with the chickens and the possums and the pups and the goats. So other than that, we have a really cool show tonight. Yeah, we're going to have starting an evening show right now.
You're ready for the weekend already, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Because
okay.
You're up all night.
So we got a good show. Here we go again with the possum. But yeah, we're going to be giving away. Yesterday we had such a great show with Richard Frudenberger. How awesome was that show? Listen to the archive. It was all about the good and the bad and the ugly about raw milk. Very good show. So we didn't have time to do this, but today we're going to be giving away a $25 gift certificate to McMurray Hatchery. We're going to be giving away some Happy Hen treats, both the Mealworm Frenzy and Sunflower Sensation from RandallBerkey.com. Speaking of Randall Berkey, yes, it looks like they are on the line with a Chicken Whisper special, so we'll get over to them in just a moment. And then we have a couple of Chicken Whisper gear t-shirts that we're going to be giving away. So we'll probably give away about 5 prizes today. I do have, when we come back from going over to see Peach and having her make her Chicken Whisper special announcement today, I have a couple of announcements that we'll want our listeners' help on as well. And why don't everybody join me by going over to RandallBerkey.com. Just type in your little scroll box there, www.RandallBerkey.com. Head on over there right now with me. I just did. Scroll down to the bottom of that home screen, and you'll see Chicken Whisper Special. You can click on that, and you can see today's Chicken Whisper Special, and I already love it. So let me go ahead and click on the switchboard here, and we will bring Peach with Randall Berkey live on the air. Peach, welcome back.
All right. Hey, Peach.
All right. Well, thank you for having me. It's great to be back. We had a little break last week, I guess, huh? You working on your book?
Yeah, that's right.
See, something happened last
week. It was
week.
Friday.
Yeah, so
we didn't have a show.
Gotcha. I lose track of days, yep.
Well, great. Yeah, I'm super excited to talk about this special we have today. It's a great one of our wonderful 10 signs. It's Granny's Farm Fresh Eggs. It would make a terrific Christmas present for somebody, for
yep.
chicken lovers out there. And, of course, we're running this with today's special. You get 20% off, so that would make it for a low price of $10.39. plus shipping, and that can be done here online on our website by entering the key code WHISPER and ordering today online or picking up the phone and giving us a call.
That's a great sign. I've never seen one quite as colorful and as artistic as this one. You don't see many like this, and due to that has so many different pictures of things in there. I love it. Granny's Farm Fresh Eggs at the bottom. Let me enlarge this. 10 cents a dozen, at your corner market. 10 cents.
That was
a
long time ago, wasn't
nice?
It?
Yes. Wouldn't that be nice? But no, very beautiful artwork on this metal sign. So 10 sign, 16 by 10. So pretty large. It's got holes in the four corners for easy mounting and hanging. Great on the farm fence. Great on the coop. Great in the kitchen. Great in the utility room. So a great stocking stuffer for your chicken lover friend for 10 and change. So you just want to use the coupon code WHISPER when you order this. We'll be posting this on our Facebook and Twitter page after the show because 'tis the season. And I'm guessing if they order that over this weekend, then they will get that in time for the holiday Christmas stocking stuffing opportunity.
That's exactly right, Andy. And at this wonderful, affordable price, it wouldn't hurt our feelings if they wanted two of them. I'll just say. Not at all.
Well, how cold is it out there in the Big T?
The Big T. Well, you know, I think we're going to be in the high 60s today. The sun is shining.
Don't make me sick. Make
I'm
me
so
sick.
Sorry. I didn't want to answer that, darn it. But yeah, we're supposed to have some cold air coming through, so we'll get ready.
Well, when it's 189 degrees there and it's here 69 in the summer, then I'll return the favor.
it's a trade-off. It is.
I love it. But so last time we talked about the powers that be there at Randall Berkey. Possibly, you know, last summer we talked about them adding a pool out back for their employees. This time, since it's winter, we talked about them adding a sauna / workout room. How's the construction going on that?
It's really, I think they're breaking ground at any time now. You know, I haven't seen anything happening yet, but I just know it's going to be any day.
Awesome. Well, you see the architects walking through the door with the big rolls of plans under their arms.
Exactly. A lot of activity in a conference room. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I think that's what they're working on. I'm going to hold out.
Yeah, go for the long run. The sauna's really worth it.
I mean, he's so good to us. I'm sure that, you know, if there was a way to swing it, I'm sure that it would be done.
I'm sure. I think next time, maybe this spring, we'll really push for the Berkeys to get all the employees company cars, maybe something like a Coupe de Ville or something like that.
Nice.
Yeah. So we're going to push for that. Yeah, we, you know, so just got to make sure that they keep all their employees happy.
I love it.
Gotta keep us smiling.
Thank you very much for joining us today, as always, on Fun Friday. Folks, randallberkey.com is right there at the bottom of the page. Chicken Whisperer Special. Click on that. You can use the coupon code WHISPER, and you'll get a significant discount off this awesome sign. What great gift idea for this Christmas season. And then, of course, any other time during the 24-hour period, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, you use the coupon code WHISPER, and you'll get 10% off your entire order there at Randall Berkey. So thank you very much for your support of the radio show, Peach. And tell everybody there we said hello, and you have a wonderful, warm weekend.
All right. Yay. Well, thanks for having me. Y'all have a good one.
You
thanks.
Too, Peach.
You too.
Thanks for
All right.
On.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go, randallberkey.com. Coupon code WHISPER, 20% off today's special, 10% off any your entire order any other day of the year. So we hope you'll take advantage of that. We will be posting this on our Facebook page a little bit later. And regardless of what you may think out there, friends or foes, no, I don't get a dime from promoting this special. A lot of people think, oh, well, every time you use the keyword whisper, CW gets a percentage of that sale. Wrong. How many times? I've heard that a few times from people that maybe the keyword is jealous, but no, that is, you know, if they can't bring you up, they're going to do whatever they can to bring you down. And so just want to make that very clear for everybody that this is a great special. Use the key code WHISPER, and it's saving you money. And so we appreciate all our sponsors with Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. So how cool is that? It is now time for Well, let me see which I want to do first. I want to go to Chickens in the News, but I want to go ahead and get these special announcements out of the way because I think, folks, very important, I think this is the last weekend of the charity auction for Give Kids the World. So what we're going to do is you can go with me right now. I'm doing the same thing you are. I'm going to go over to www.bidbird, not Big Bird like Sesame Street, but bid, B-I-D, like bid. Give me five, give me five, give me five, give me five. Here, 10, 10, 10, 10. Bidbird.com.
Said hey,
over there together.
That really well. Whisper, why don't you could pursue being an auctioneer? That was excellent. I love hearing them do that. It's just so melodious. And so have you ever done that before?
No.
No? Okay.
Nope.
Well,
I'm waiting
you might have another career.
Here it goes.
Go ahead.
Bidbird Auctions, bidbird.com. And then at the very top of the page, click on Give Kids the World under the category section. And what will happen is you'll see all the different items that are up for sale. 100% of the everybody must be going there because it's loading a little slowly for me today. No matter how many times I click on Give Kids the World. But you'll see all the items there that are up for auction. 100% of the proceeds go to the great organization Give Kids the World. And how cool is that? We're hoping to raise over $1,000. And there we go. It just opened up. We've got print of an original old painting. We've got an original acrylic painting with Stan. We've got some blue pied Muscovies. We've got a Brinsey incubator. Very cool. Wow, that's up to $93. How cool is that? Lavender Orpington started pair, 25 Americana chicks, straight run. We've got the washi egg donated by Dr. Bridget McCray, many items donated by Meyer Hatchery, the champion Bantam White Leghorn Trio, related to the winners of the 2010 Ohio Nationals, not just winners, but grand champion of the Ohio National. That trio is at $100. What a deal for that. I mean, what a deal. If you're looking and want to try your bid at showing chickens, okay, here's one way you can do that overnight. Go ahead and bid, and maybe you're the winning bidder. You'll get this trio, and then guess what? You know what that means? Because there's no rules. The very next weekend, you can go enter them in a contest in a poultry show, and you may be grand champion of that poultry show just by getting some chickens in the mail. How about that? And then you've got Coronation Sussex pair and 2010 Tennessee Red Bob White Quails. So awesome, awesome information there. This is the last weekend to take advantage of this. And we'll go ahead and bring Jesse on the line from Bidbird Auctions, bidbird.com, and he can give us any other information that I don't know about. So, Jesse, welcome back to the show. I guess this may be the last time that we're going to be doing this regarding the Give Kids the World for this go-around. I know you'll be coming on regularly on Wednesdays to talk about specific auctions, but this may be our last time to get together and talk about the Give Kids the World charity auction. 'Tis the season to be generous. So tell us a little bit about what's going on, my friend.
But you're right. This probably, actually, you're wrong. This won't be the last time we'll talk about it. We're going to be heading over there on the 20th to present them with a check. So, you know, hopefully we'll either call in or I'm not sure, like I said, if you're coming down or not. But we just really want to thank you and the listeners for embracing this. I mean, we know that the economy is tough. And we are looking at, you know, quite possibly it's going to be over $1,000, Andy. And in this day and time to be come together as a community and to be able to donate, whether it was the bids or the items, it just speaks volumes of our community. You know, at a time when many communities are trying to have chickens into suburbia, you know, this is kind of a good example of what kind of stewards we are.
One thing that we had mentioned before that I don't see here, and I'm sure there's a way to do it, I just don't see it right here on the page, as you had talked about, maybe somebody, we'll just say maybe, I can't imagine how it would happen, but maybe somebody's just, you know, not interested in any of the things we have here for auction, but they do want to donate with some cash flow to Give Kids the World and to this auction. You had talked about there's a way for them to do that. and to just donate funds if they want to go towards this presentation from Bidbird Auctions and the Chicken Whisperer.
Sure, Andy. Thank you for bringing that up. That's an awesome idea that I keep forgetting about. But you could just send me an email, Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, at bidbird.com, and we will we'll take it up there. You can just PayPal us the donation, and would greatly accept that and turn it over to Give Kids the World.
Nice.
Awesome.
Andy,
very, very good. Yeah.
I want to thank you and Pat for helping us out with this. It's just a great team, and you know, we're looking forward to doing it again next year as well. So,
yeah, that'll be great. And someone asked in the chat room, will we be doing this again? You know, things are tight, especially with the Christmas holiday here, obviously. And so my answer to that is, if you've been listening to the show a long, long time, you know that maybe once a quarter, four times a year or so, things will come up. We'll hear about certain benefits that we want to help support. Lucy's Love Bus, we did that a little while ago, back over the summertime, and so which is also related to kids and cancer and terminal illness. So we may not do the Give Kids the World charity until again next. That may be kind of start our holiday, our annual fundraiser for holiday,
right,
here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. But there will be, I assure you, maybe once a quarter we do pick out some type of charity. We feel like, you know, hey, it's time to give back or share and let people know. So we do that on occasion here on the radio show. And so so probably not until next holiday season will we do another Give Kids the World auction like this. So, but no, we thank you for hosting it there at bidbird.com and appreciate all your hard work with that. And we will probably see you next Wednesday so you can tell us kind of about what's going on with the standard kind of, with the auction. Give us a feature in a couple of auctions that you have. We'll start that back on Wednesday of next week.
Right. We do have a bunch of exciting things coming up the starting of January that I just can't leak out just yet. But spring's coming. It's going to be a huge year. I mean, everybody's talking about just the sales and how hard it's going to be actually to, you know, a lot of places to get chicks or started birds, whatever. So we're looking forward to a great season coming up in spring.
Very cool. Well, we thank you very much for joining us and all that you do over at bidbird.com. Visit them frequently because the bids, the items change all the time. And if you can't find it elsewhere, you can probably find it at bidbird.com. Get sold on Bidbird. Hey, thanks, Jesse, for joining us.
Thanks, Andy. We'll see you, Pat.
Thanks, Jesse. Yeah, have a great weekend.
All righty, Pat, very, very cool. Another great fun Friday. We'll get to giving away these awesome prizes from our sponsors here in a few minutes. I have two announcements that I want to get our listeners involved in, and nothing real formal. Actually, three things I want to mention while we're kind of catching up from the week. And boy, did we have a great week with lots of special guests this week. First, next week, awesome. We're hoping this coming Monday, we're going to welcome the American Bantam Association to the show. Tuesday, it looks like we're going to be welcoming, let's see, I think that's an open. We got Jeanette Behringer with the ALBC. So this coming Monday, the American Bantam Association. Tuesday, Jeanette Behringer with the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy. Wednesday, we've got Your Garden Show, another great episode of Your Garden Show. If you'll give me a second, I will let you know what we're going to be talking about next Wednesday with Your Garden Show. It looks like we're going to be talking all about, give me a second, the Great Sunflower Project. Not sure what that's about. Bees and foraging. So we're looking for the Great Sunflower Project, bees and foraging. And our guest will be Fred Beauvais, and he is trained researcher with extensive horticultural knowledge gained from a lifetime of study. He's going to be joining us talking about those subjects. That'll be next Wednesday with yourgardenshow.com. And then we'll have Thursday, another great episode of Poultry Today with Bridget McRae. Poultry Today with Bridget McRae. We'll have that on Thursday and then another fun Friday, the 17th. So we've got another great shows lined up for you next week where you can tune in, bring pen and paper as always, because you'll be learning so much from our wonderful experts in their field here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Okay, next thing is the Chicken Coops for Classrooms contest that's going on right now. Okay, Chicken Coops for classrooms. This is another really good opportunity for you to help out a local school. Okay, a local school. This is the way this works. The contest includes, we want you to nominate a local public or private school to be the recipients of a brand new, awesome chicken coop from MyPetChicken.com. Great folks, Tracy and Derek over there at MyPetChicken.com. A brand new chicken coop, a brand new GQF Genesis incubator from GQF Manufacturing there in Savannah, Georgia. Thank you very much, Steve McGeehee down there. And a book, a signed autographed copy of City Chicks, authored by Pat Foreman, our special co-host here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. What a great package for any school to receive, but you have to nominate them. And this is the way it works. Very simple. You send emails every day, send us an email. contest@chickenwhisperer.net. contest@chickenwhisperer.net. And what you need to send in that email is the school's name, the school's address and telephone number, the school's principal, okay? And then you need to add a little paragraph of why they deserve this. We're looking for schools that have already taken the initiative to, let's just say, go green. Maybe they have started a raised bed garden project. Maybe they have a compost project. Maybe they have raised bed gardens. Maybe they have a healthy school lunch program now that they've implemented. Something along those lines where they've already shown an effort to go down this path, and that's what we're looking for. And so we'll have a panel of judges that will Pat and I may, based on how many entries we have, limit it to maybe 5 to 10 finalists, and then we'll have a whole group of judges, probably from the USDA and some of our special guests, Dr. McCray, Richard Frudenberger, and we'll have them decide on the grand champion winner. And just maybe when we come back after Christmas break, that January, February, we can end this contest and we can get that all shipped to them so they can hatch out the baby chicks and then they can get them in that coop after they feather out and add that to their curriculum. Chicken coops for classrooms here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. So you have to nominate a local public or private school by sending all the information to contest@chickenwhisperer.net. How cool is that, Pat? Isn't that a great opportunity for a school out there?
Absolutely. I mean, what I hope is going to happen is we get these little coops in schools and certainly school gardens, and then the woodworking classes are going to start making chicken coops, and they're going to get more than one, and maybe even use them for fundraisers for different school activities. Wouldn't that be great to have a coop sale to raise money for the band uniforms or something like that? But yeah, the schools is where it's got to go because it's the next generation that's going to be having to really look for their food supply and making sure that they can eat healthily and be all that we can be. So I think it's such a door opener, and it was such a great way to get a coop through the door, I guess you'd say. You know, like the nose with a camel,
yeah.
You get the coop in the yard, and then things just kind of snowball from there. So wonderful service that these coops are doing. Well done.
Yep. The also want to recommend, folks, that we will check this. This has to be done, so you might as well check before you nominate a school if chickens are allowed. Number one, does the school want this stuff delivered? Do they want it implemented in their program? And then two, are chickens allowed in that area? So that's what we're and sometimes schools are exempt regarding that. So check into that. You may be surprised, even if it's a real snooty patootie like Johns Creek, Georgia, where they won't have anything to do with chickens. They only care about BMWs and coach purses. Well, then, even schools may be exempt from the ordinances there. So keep in mind about that. Okay, another announcement. Today, and this is the last time I'm going to be mentioning this, unless we're one of the finalists come January. But if you haven't already, I do want to please ask you to take just a few moments of your time and nominate yours truly, the Chicken Whisperer, to co-host Live with Regis and Kelly. It's called the Men of Radio Co-Host Contest or something like that. And if we can get Love for Poultry to put that link to the nomination form in the chat room, that would be greatly appreciated. But today is the last day. So even if you've already done it, let's flood them again today. You can do it one more time. I read on their website you can nominate more than one time. And so if you've already done that, again, you already know it takes maybe 3 or 4 minutes. So if you'll just take a moment, there it is. Love for Poultry just posted in the chat room. I see there's about 25 folks in the chat room, which means there's, because we do the math, you know, many, maybe, you know, several hundred others listening live. We know that from numbers we get from Blog Talk Radio. So even if everybody in the chat room right now clicks on that link and fills it out, that's another 25. Can you imagine all of a sudden in their email box they get 25 right after the other? Chicken Whisperer, Chicken Whisperer, Chicken Whisperer, Chicken Whisperer. So there's no reason not to do this while we're making these announcements. Click on that link. There's 25 of you, and just click on that. And if you'll nominate CW, very, very simple, name Andy Schneider / the Chicken Whisperer. We want to push that Chicken Whisperer part because we think that'll separate the men from the boys when it comes right down to it as far as creativity and getting on the show. So Andy Schneider / the Chicken Whisperer. City, Atlanta. Okay, Atlanta, it's going to ask you for that radio station. You just put Blog Talk Radio, Blog Talk Radio there. And then website is chickenwhisperer.com, chickenwhisperer.com. And then there's a little comment section where you can put whatever comments you want in there of why you think I would be a great co-host there. May work, may not. So if you've already done it, then we encourage you to do it again because you can nominate more than once. How cool would that be? Everybody. Right now, they'll just get flooded at 12:35 Eastern with Chicken Whisperer nominations. And if you're not in the chat room and can't see the link, go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/ The Chicken Whisperer, and we'd greatly appreciate it. Maybe if they're going to have 10 finalists, and then in January, you'll be able to vote on your favorite of the 10 finalists. So who knows? Maybe not. If anything, the people at Regis will know about the Chicken Whisperer. So who knows? It may turn out into they may invite me on as a guest, and I can spread the chicken love and the benefits of backyard poultry nationwide on that show. What city would be Atlanta? So you've got Andy Schneider, Chicken Whisperer, City Atlanta, website chickenwhisperer.com, the radio station will put Blog Talk Radio. So thank you very much for that, Henny Penny. I appreciate it. So we've got that going on. And,
I got to say, too, Whisperer, I got to add into that. I think it's just a wonderful opportunity. And just the fact that you're really wanting to do it and getting it open certainly, I think, sets in motion all kinds of possibilities that if you weren't so clear, wouldn't be quite set in to strong emotion. So I would not be a bit surprised if you don't get it. And who knows then where it could go from there. But it could certainly be a national service, I think, to all the poultry movement getting you on that show. That would be absolutely wonderful. So I think
Walter
it's going to happen.
If I don't, Walter said, if you don't win, I'm not going to watch them anymore. That's so funny. I honestly don't know what my chances are. I know that I've looked at some of the other, because I've gone to their Facebook page and I've seen some other people that have nominated some folks. I go to their Facebook page or I'll go to their, you know, their radio station page, and it's like 94 fans, 294 fans, 1,400 fans, and here we're sitting on close to 7,000 at Facebook, 2,000 Twitter, plus the thousands that listen to the radio show. They should be swamped. I would do this for you. You can take 4 minutes, fill out that form, and do it for me. I would appreciate it. Let's flood them. May win, may not. Maybe a finalist, may not. Even if I'm one of the top 10, it could really bring a lot of attention to backyard poultry across this great land. So that's kind of my goal there, is to share that. So, okay, and then the last two things that I want to share about before we start giving away these awesome prizes. Number one is that we're going to have some fun little contest here. Nothing really big and official. You can email me your answers. You can post your answers on Facebook. Jen and I are kind of writing down our favorites, so it's nothing real official. We'll have panels to vote on and things like that, but we're going to write down our favorites as we see them posted and as they're emailed to us, and in the chat room as well. We'll write down our favorites. And then one day, when we're ready to launch this official tour, we will let you know. And there'll be a special CW for president. I don't think that's a big – I don't know about that draft. I don't think that some of my views would be concurrent with most or even half of America, but who knows? We will definitely let you know. But I will tell you, I will make the announcement one day because I've already made it in my mind, and Jen just kind of shakes her head. She's in the other room today. I do 100% fully intend, 100% fully intend to run one day for the mayor of Ideal, Georgia. So yes, I will share all that. That's a whole other show. That's a whole other issue. But
political aspirations, CW. That's impressive.
One day, I'll let everybody know. So, But on the other note, this is going to be so much fun. This is why I'm starting so early, because I want this to pan out, and there's no reason why it shouldn't. We are planning a fall East Coast tour. And I'm just to describe it so people understand, we're saying Miami to New York. Miami to New York is kind of our real quick explanation right now. And it will either be via car or train. And so, always have these great visions of the train pulling up to the station, big banner, Chicken Whisperer, whatever. But we are planning this East Coast fall tour, and some, I just use Miami as New York to give people an idea of kind of the route that we're going to take. A 10 to 14 day tour, and we'll be stopping every day, every other day, based on our stop schedule, which is not even near completion yet. And we'll be stopping, broadcasting the radio show live at particular locations. Many of those locations, I am going to just guess right now, would be Tractor Supply stores on this tour route. Maybe we'll take a train during this leg and then a car on this leg. Maybe you have to go off a little bit from the train stop to get to the Tractor Supply store or the feed and seed store that carries Manapro. So we're definitely looking forward to that. Basically Miami to New York. Sometime this fall, we're looking at some maybe September, October-ish. So, we're starting to plan now. We're working with Manapro. We're working with Tractor Supply Company. We're working with our sponsors to try to get this done. And that's according to my publisher about the time my book will be released. So this may be a combination Tractor Supply, Manapro, book tour type of thing, and from Miami to New York. So what we're looking for you, to get to the point here, is a cool or fancy or creative name for the tour. Now, we kind of started this and hinted to this yesterday on our Facebook page, and so I want to give you some of the comments so you have an idea of what have already been made. Now, me and Jen, like I said, nothing real official. We're just going to write down our favorites, and then if you're the lucky one, we may narrow it down, and then we'll just choose what we want to call this tour coming up in the fall. And let's see. The first two, I did the first two just to give an idea of what we were looking for. Mine, I had fall, as in the season, Fall Fowl Fest 2011, Fall Fowl Fest 2011. I put, Jen had one, Fall Fowl and Friends 2011. And then I'll give you some of the others just to give you an idea of what we're going to be looking for. Clucking Across the Coast, we have Flown the Coop. Flown the Coop 2011. I know, I just love our fans, Pat. It's awesome.
They are wonderful.
The Chicken Whisperer's Happy Harvest Hen Fest. That's a mouthful. Let's see. The Chicken Trot 2011. Free Ranging with the Chicken Whisperer. I kind of like that. That's kind of cool. It's kind of ringy there. Free Ranging with the Chicken Whisperer. Fowlapalooza. Since it's a part of the book tour, it could be Chooks and Books, Fowls and Pals, Winging It with the Chicken Whisperer, the Kickin' Chicken Tour. Ready for this one? Yeah, I think it's chicken related. This is clever. Combing the Coast with CW. We've got that one. yeah.
That's sweet.
Combing the Coast. I love it.
Sweet.
The Chicken Whisperer Power to the Poultry 2011 tour. Now this one's probably so far my favorite. I did click like. I like this because it reminds me of that old 70s shirt with the big rig on it. And ready for this come to us from Tracy. Keep on plucking. Keep on plucking. Like that old 70s shirt with the kind of the iron on of the big 18-wheeler that said keep on trucking. So keep on plucking. I like that. We have Chicken Whisperer Crossing the Road 2011. There's so many. Chicken Run 2011. I like this one too from Jenny. Poultry a go go 2011.
Cute.
Here's a good one, which would be kind of easy to abbreviate. Robin comes to us and she says, East Coast Chicken Tour, ECC, ECC, East Coast Chicken Tour, Eastern Chicken Extravaganza, And then let's see, we'll wrap up with just a few more if we have them down here. Of course, about half of them are, you've got to stop here, you've got to stop there, you've got to stop here. Hey, we're only 90 minutes from there. You need to come over this way, and you need to come to the Midwest. Are you ever coming to California? So actually, I have been invited out to California, and I even told ManaPro that there was one stop in California that I am and are willing to do. It's during our spring break, so we may be getting out to California in April. So maybe a California trip.
Well, stop and see, Christine Heinrichs.
Absolutely.
That'd be a wonderful stop.
Fun Fall Foul Festival. So that's we're having fun there. So, yeah, Walter's like, hey, there's a few tractor supplies here in Connecticut. So anyway, that's what we're looking for. Nothing official, no end date to this. We hope to, you know, as soon as we can get the official name, we'll start promoting it. And so you can lots of comments in the chat room. And so you can leave since Jen's in the chat room. If you want to leave in the chat room or be creative and post some of your what you would love to see. And the winner is actually going to get an autographed copy of the book. A little Chicken Whisperer prize package. Maybe if we can work it out, maybe even a one-night hotel stay at one of our stops. If you're close by, then you can come on over. So maybe something like that. We'll make it worth your while. But it's all fun and nothing official. But we're Dragon Eggs wants to know if she can design the tour T-shirt. I haven't really thought about that because it's so preliminary right now, but we're wanting to do it. That's why we're starting early. And so that would be really neat, designing a tour T-shirt. We can get our, you know, kind of our sponsors' logos on there, ManaPro, Tractor Supply, and others, if they all kind of come together, and our other sponsors of the radio show who want to partake in this tour. How cool is that? And maybe we'll see about you doing that, Dragon Eggs. That would be pretty cool. So you can put in your 2 cents worth in the chat room. We'd love to hear from you regarding the 2011, we'll just for now call it the Fall Foul Fest Tour. Coming up this fall, either September, October, and we'll associate that when the book's coming out and things like that. So that's what we're planning on doing. So we're really excited about that. So just send us, email us, post it, Facebook it. We'll write down kind of our favorite ones, and then we'll name the tour after one of our awesome listeners and fans. So very cool. Looking forward to that. Maybe when we're coming up through the Virginia Way through D.C., because if we do take the train, I know it comes right there into Union Station there in D.C., maybe we can hook up Pat and do a live radio show together or something, or maybe a seminar or something there in the D.C., Maryland area. That would be fun.
That would be great. I'd love that. we could put on a pretty good workshop series, I think. Mm-hmm. That'd be so much fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
As soon as DC gets legal, so as soon as they get those chicks legal, that's going to be that'd be a wonderful way to kick it off, wouldn't it, in our nation's capital?
Ooh, I like this one. Dragonfly just posted in the chat room, taking America by storm, one hen at a time. That could be our slogan. That could be, you know, our little slogan. You know, it's the 2011 Friends Foul Fest. Tour, and then underneath, taking America by storm, one hen at a time. CW, Love for Poultry wants to know, CW, will CW Jr. be along for the tour? Yes.
Ooh,
yes, we will be bringing
that's right.
At that time, I think July, August, September, you know, 2-3 months old, the little squirt, so we got to get them acclimated to the tour as well. So absolutely, and so, of course, we're not going to leave little CW Jr. behind, whether it be he or a she, either way. So, in fact, people were talking about getting him a little, him or her, a Chicken Whisperer onesie. Maybe we can have our whole line of Chicken Whisperer onesie gear.
Oh, dear. Why not?
And believe me, until this all happened, I had no idea what a onesie was. So, you know, for the CW senior to be even onesie coming out of his mouth is a huge step for mankind. But now we're talking about, a CW line of gear for infants. He has the CW onesie on today. When we go on tour, he'll have his little CW hat and CW onesie on. He or she. How about that? I love it. So, very, very cool. Well, guess what? We're going to take a commercial break, folks. When we come back, we're going to give away to one lucky listener a $25 gift certificate to McMurrayHatchery.com, a bag of Sunflower Sensation, part of the Happy Hen Treats line at randallburkey.com. A bag of Mealworm Frenzy, 3,250 mealworms in that bag. And from Randall Burkey, and then, of course, maybe a couple of CW T-shirts. And note, the CW onesies are not out yet, so we can't give those away yet. So let's see here. You come down this way, and you'll have a special chickens and tractors baby blanket. How cool is that? So she said she'll sew something real nice for me. Well, I definitely appreciate that. I do. And you'd be, I mean, it's amazing. I just want to say thank you to all the folks sending me Christmas cards. And you know, it's something you just don't think about. You go to the post office, you open up your P.O. box or your business P.O. box, and there's Christmas cards in there. Hey, love your show. Thanks very much. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. You know, the whole nine yards. So thank you if you've sent those. Really means a lot to me and Jen. So thank you very much for that. So we're going to go to a commercial break, and we come back. Fun Friday. We're going to give away some awesome prizes today. So stay. Oh, also, if there's a little delay in the commercials, I don't know why this happened. I'm going to have to research it. But all of a sudden, all the files on my switchboard are no longer in alphabetical order. I don't know if Blog Talk made some type of update overnight or whatever, but it's, you know, for the last 2 years, everything's right where I put it in an alphabetical order. I know where to scroll down to. It's all mumbo jumbo now. We've got Z's at the top and A's at the bottom, and it's all mixed in between. There's no really category or order. So bear with me if there's some delays within the commercials today. That's the reason why. It's not where not where they should be. So we'll be back right after this. Remember, every Friday is sponsored by RandallBurkey.com.
Since 1947, Randall Burkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at RandallBurkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's RandallBurkey.com.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
Something? Find it online at Bidbird Auctions. Bidbird.com is an online auction service that caters specifically to the poultry, waterfowl, game bird, and pigeon hobbyists. With so many rare and exciting species listed daily and in a wide variety of categories, you'll want to visit often. Join hundreds of the nation's top breeders that have made Bidbird Auctions their new home. And get sold on Bidbird.
First State Vet Supply is your one-stop shop to keep your birds healthy and happy. They have a wide selection of medications, vaccines, vitamins, wormers, and much more. Every product comes with specific directions and doses for your small backyard flock. Have questions about a sick or injured chicken? Take advantage of First State Vet Supply's Ask the Chicken Doctor program. For just $25, you can have a personal phone consultation with Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. The consultation fee is waived if you purchase a product from First State Vet Supply. Visit them online at firststatevetsupply.com. That's firststatevetsupply.com.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com. Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry. From rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams, Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
You have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends with your very own custom labeled egg cartons from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your new custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com. That's eggcartons.com.
When you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Let me get over here to the switchboard and bring, well, Pat's already live. It's just, it's quiet. Pat, I didn't know you were there. You must not have had your coffee this morning.
No, it's true, but I had myself muted out just to make sure I didn't interrupt the sponsors' commercials. So I'm not usually this quiet. I was just chattering here away quite merrily.
No problem.
I mean,
It is Friday. It's fun Friday. We've got some prizes to give away. But you know what I want to do, because this may interest some folks, and they're not very long. I do want to have a little short Chickens in the News segment. And this, one of the things that people love about this radio show, Chickens in the News, some of the stories that we bring them, very interesting, some humorous, some sad, some infuriating. But I do have a few Chickens in the News. And as you know, Chickens in the News segment is brought to you by MeyerHatchery.com up in Polk, Ohio. Visit them online at MeyerHatchery.com. In fact, they have 20% off all chicken decor, I think, for about a week or so right now. So MeyerHatchery.com, 20% off all their chicken decor for the Christmas season. So go visit their website. And they also already are doing ordering for spring up at MeyerHatchery.com. They are already taking your orders for spring. Okay, Eureka, chickens now okay. Eureka. Chickens now okay. This comes to us from stlouistoday.com. The Board of Aldermen approved an ordinance Tuesday to allow residents to harbor and raise up to 6 chickens while their eggs can only be used by the owner's family. Coops must be kept at 50 feet from anyone else's dwelling, and an inspection is required with a $25 permit fee. A resident, Curtis Burns, who harbors 2 chickens for their eggs, found out 6 weeks ago that he was not in compliance with the city code. He and his family gathered names on a petition seeking an ordinance. He said 4 families in Eureka already raise chickens. So congratulations. Good for you. Lots of hard work, I'm sure, went into this. Eureka, chickens are now okay. So if you're up there in that St. Louis area, you can now keep some backyard poultry if you're in the city of Eureka or in that area. How cool is that? Here's one that was very interesting that I posted this morning. I haven't heard of this before personally, and so if you live in Ohio, this may become specific to you and may really spark your interest. Fox eats chickens, county pays the bill. How about that, Pat?
Huh. How about that?
Fox eats chickens, county pays the bill. This comes to us from Cincinnati.com. The Claremont County Commissioners, December 8th, authorized the payment, ready for this, of $380 to an Ohio Township man who lost 38 chickens to a fox. Commissioner Bob Proud said, according to Ohio law, if a wild animal kills livestock, the owner can petition the county commissioners for reimbursement. David Schaefer, 2062 Franklin Laurel Road, made the claim for the loss of 35 frizzle chickens and 3 guinea chickens. Well, we know that's probably guinea hens, October 27th. For more information about your community, visit cincinnati.com/Ohio Township. So how cool is that? In Ohio, apparently, and if you live up there, you might want to know about that. Claremont County, fox eat chickens, county pays the bill. So in Ohio, apparently, if a wild animal kills your livestock, including maybe even your pet chickens, you can ask the commissioners to pay the bill for that. So that's the first I've heard of that. Very cool. In Ohio, maybe other cities and counties have that. No clue.
First I've heard of that.
Yeah, me too. But congratulations for him for finding out about it. That's really cool. And let me see if I have any others. I may have just posted those two. I know you have one, Pat. Yeah, those are the only two today. Very short. But well, Pat, what do you have to share with us today?
Well, I have an informational kind of news item. This comes to us from the Los Angeles Times, and it's written by Deborah Blum. And this is about arsenic and Tom Turkey. You know, we've been following the whole arsenic issue for pretty much ever since the get-go. And now turkeys are not necessarily immune either. And what this is it gives a little history on it, which I found really, really interesting. And it goes, in the mid-19th century in Europe, a rather strange theory arose. And this theory was that the idea that eating arsenic could improve one's health. This is from the 19th century, and we're still dealing with it today. So this originated with discovering that peasants in Australia that were mining in a region of what they like to do is mix a little bit of the arsenic in with their morning coffee. So here you're having coffee and arsenic. Yum. So it was reported in 1855 that the miners had discovered that exposure to arsenic, which naturally occurs, of course, in metallic rocks, that it brought what they perceived was beauty and freshness to the complexion. So have a little bit of arsenic in your coffee to get those rosy cheeks. Well, the pink cheek ideal of health led to led to the arsenic eating insanity of the Victorian times. The arsenic dyes, because it also makes a beautiful green colored kitchenware. It also can make green candy and green puddings. Well, the arsenic then went into medicines and to tonics. And mountain climbers, this is amazing here, Whisper, mountain climbers sprinkled it over their buttered bread for extra vigor. And prostitutes swallowed arsenic solutions to give themselves a blushing complexion.
La, 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 la. This is a PG show, Pat. This is a PG.
This is from the Los Angeles Times, Whisper. So anyway, let's focus on the blushing complexions here. So, and then in 1911, in the book The Devil's Dictionary, Ambrose Bierce, B-I-E-R-C-E, defined arsenic as a noun and a kind of cosmetic greatly affected by the ladies whom it greatly turns, boy, this is weird English, whom it greatly affects in turn. The point of being, of course, that despite its faddish uses, arsenic has remained one of the most effectively lethal poisons known, killing by neatly disrupting cellular metabolism. Arsenic kills by disrupting cellular metabolism. And paradoxically, at the same time that these Victorian la-la-la-la-la-la-lalers were cheerfully swigging down what's called Fowler's solution, which is an arsenic solution, it was also the main ingredient in a wide variety of pesticides designed to kill anything from rats to flies. Okay, so we're going to fast forward here just a little bit to today, and while people now don't deliberately add the poison, we learned a lot more about that since the early 19th century. But today, we don't deliberately add the poison to our diets, but we still encounter it on a daily level, and it's still used as a pesticide, and we still eat it in our food, especially during the holidays like Thanksgiving that make poultry a centerpiece of celebration. So most commercial-grade poultry feed today, I'm going to repeat this because it's just, to me, so astonishingly hit my head and say, gosh, most commercial-grade poultry feed today contains the arsenic-based pesticide. And like the Victorians, The farmers use it because of arsenic's potent effect on blood vessels. And what does it do when it do that? Has its that effect? It makes chickens and turkeys that we buy in the stores look a little pinker, gives them that little healthy blush, and therefore they look a little fresher. So it's all cosmetic. So the principle, the 19th century arsenic consumption, though, was based on the idea that even though it was lethal in high doses, it posed no real danger to humans in tiny amounts. And this remained the standard when the Food and Drug Administration approved the addition of my antimicrobial arsenic compound, usually known by the trade name Roxursone, into poultry feed back in 1944. This was just as World War II was ending. So since 1944 to today, there is still arsenic being put into chicken feed. So some years later, in 1951, FDA also approved the use of Roxursone to improve the cosmic appearance of bird meat. Yum! Again, doesn't that look so appetizing? Excuse my cynicism. I'm still just flabbergasted that this is even an issue in today's time. It says, even though it's a classic homicidal poison, in fact, while little obvious effects in small doses, but over the last decade, scientists have come to appreciate that continual low doses is also a nasty human carcinogen. And now it's linked with cancer, and it's this... that has been discovered that very specific malignancies have been found in people living in areas where arsenic-dense rocks contaminate the drinking and the water supplies. So, now here's the other thing that's interesting, is that as chickens and the turkeys metabolize the Roxursone, the feed additive for arsenic, one of the byproducts is, in fact, inorganic arsenic. And a study about 3 years ago at Pittsburgh's Dubinese University found this to occur rather rapidly as measured by waste products. So even though the European Union has banned the Roxursone in 1999, I mean, that's really only, 11 years ago, all the efforts to regulate out of the U.S. market have failed. So your Thanksgiving, the bottom line is to all this is your Thanksgiving turkey is secretly carrying a carcinogen. There have been bills introduced, and it goes on to some of the background of it, but the bottom line is, here again, no one is arguing, of course, that American consumers are in imminent danger by taking some helpings of this Thanksgiving, of turkey this holiday. You're not in imminent danger, no. But there are obvious ways to avoid arsenic intake from poultry, such as eat vegetarian, eat organic, and all that stuff. So... perhaps we can reassure ourselves with some good Victorian era science that the belief that arsenic, a little bit of it, is a fine part of the human diet. After all, it's an idea that clearly guides our government guidelines and regulations even to today. So that's well said. It gives the history of arsenic. It goes into how it can be such a problem. And, of course, what this article doesn't go into is that the chicken litter that's spread then on the fields as fertilizer, that arsenic is still there. And it's being found in the Chesapeake Bay. It has runoff potential. And there's even some evidence that it might be transferred up through the food chain. So... that's my news thing about Tom Turkeys and arsenic and the history of arsenic. What do you think of that, Whisper? Andy? Yeah, okay. Well, Whisper, he seems to have taken a break there. So anyway, I would hope at some point we do get some legislation that will keep poisons like this out of the food supply. And, you know, you got to... the other thing that strikes me as an unintended consequence of this arsenic use is that a lot of the chicken parts that aren't edible, like the guts and the necks and a lot of the heads, the inedible part that is called offal, is then used in pet food. So that arsenic then is going to also be transferred onto your pets as they use the animal protein. Yo, are you there?
Yep, I don't know. You know what? I'm going to blame that one on Skype. Shame on you, Skype!
So oh, bad Skype.
Blaming it on.
Bad Skype.
Bad.
No problem.
That's who I'm blaming for that. So no problem. Well, thank you for that. very much someone put, he went to go give Jen kisses. No, I'm sitting here just yapping, going, hello? And she, of course, she's in the other room. She can probably hear me. She's probably in there shaking her head because you asked what I thought, and I started talking, and then you couldn't hear me, and I knew what was happening. So I was just, yeah, Jen was like, I can hear him yelling, not saying, but yelling, hello, hello, I'm here. So funny. Okay, we've got some thanks for sharing that with us, Pat. I can just see having the guests come over now for Christmas and say, ah, I've made some tea. Would you like some cream? How about some sugar? How about a little spoonful of arsenic for that? No, it's safe. Yeah. Trust me, it's government recommended. So
that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. It's been used since the mid-19th century. I mean, so it must be safe. It's that evidence-based medicine is obviously there. So.
Alrighty, let's give away some awesome prizes. This is a great one for our first prize. Yesterday we didn't get around to it, but today this prize is, of course, brought to us by McMurrayHatchery.com. McMurrayHatchery.com, great supporters of this radio show. Question, if you know the answer, please call 347-637-3237. Okay, here's the call-in number to win these prizes if you know the answer. 347-637-3237. Never changes. Write it on a sticky note. Put it on your computer screen. Okay, 347-637-3237. We're going to take caller number 9. Caller number 9, and this is going to be for the $25 gift certificate to McMurrayHatchery.com. 25 bucks in your pocket, folks, to use at McMurrayHatchery.com. And you want to save it when you order the chicks this spring, or order them now and you get them this spring. Maybe it's for some decorative chicken whisper decor, not chicken whisper decor, but chicken decor from McMurrayHatchery.com. $25 gift card. Let me go ahead and get this down. Caller number 9. This is going to be the McMurray. Gift certificate. Alrighty, caller number 9. Here is the question. Name the hen's reproductive organ in which the egg yolk develop. Name the hen's reproductive organ in which the egg yolks develop. Looking for one answer and one answer only. It has to match our answer. Whether it's right or wrong, it's got to match. and that's what it is. So if you know, caller number 9. Caller number 9 to 347-637-3237. Remember, when you call in, if you want to win, press 1. If you want to call in for this contest, when you're prompted, press 1. That will let me know you're calling in from the contest, not just calling in to listen. You want to win this prize, and you know, or you want to try, or you think you know the answer. So name the hen's reproductive organ in which the egg yolks develop. Caller number 9, 347-637-3237, and we're going to give this $25 gift certificate away to, yep, you guessed it, McMurray Hatchery. Visit them online, McMurrayHatchery.com. Okay, so do you know the answer, Pat?
Well, I don't want to say it on the air, but I believe I do.
Okay, good, very good.
Yeah.
McMurray Hatchery. And as always, if caller number 9 doesn't know the answer to this, then we go to caller number 10. 10 doesn't know, we go to 11. And then if you win, then we ask you to email us your shipping information, your name and your shipping address for this information. And so we ask you to either send it via Facebook. If you're a friend or fan on Facebook, you can send it that way. Or you can email us chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. How easy is that? chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. We're looking for caller number 9, named the hen's reproductive organ in which the egg yolks develop. So I'm going to go to the phone lines right here in just a second.
Oh, the suspense.
I'm writing down their phone number.
Oh.
In case I don't hear back from them, I can give them a call later after the show or next week if I don't hear from them with all their shipping information. Okay, here we go. Caller number 9 calling in from area code 609. 609, you're on the air with Andy and Pat.
Hi, Andy. It's Louise. Dragonfire.
Yep, and from what state?
From New Jersey.
Jersey. I couldn't remember. I was going to say New Hampshire. So
New Jersey. 609 is New Jersey.
Very good. All righty. Okay. The question is, name the hen's reproductive organ in which the egg yolks develop, and your answer is?
The ovary.
That is absolutely correct. The ovary. So, perfect.
Right.
That, in fact, that was a password collection for a poultry collection password back when we did, I think, the contest the very first time about a year ago. So very, very cool. So congratulations. $25 gift certificate to make
Yay, me.
Yay, you. That is awesome. Okay, I know you know the drill. I think you've won before on occasion. So just get me either email, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net, or through Facebook, your shipping address, and I'll get that over to Matthew at McMurray Hatchery. And they'll get you that gift certificate, I'm sure, as soon as possible. So congratulations.
Thank you very, very much. And tell Dr. McCray it's two. Yes, I was wrong when I posted on her little whatchamacallit thingy.
Will do. Great. Thank you so much, Louise.
Congratulations, Louise.
Yep, I hope you have a great weekend over the weekend. So cool. Now, I was watching the switchboard as this developed. I want to just remind you, as soon as I announced the area code, 609, you're on the air, a lot of people hung up because, like, oh, it's not me, and they hang up. But Louise may not have known the answer. And so at that point, if she didn't, whoever was actually caller number 10, if you wouldn't have hung up, you might have won. So just a little reminder there, once they say the answer and it's correct, then you can hang up because you might be passing up on a chance to win an awesome prize. So I just wanted to remind you of that. So congratulations. How cool is that? Okay, next question as we roll down this fun Friday trivia question segment. We'll take caller number, we'll make this caller number 5, just throwing out numbers, and this will be for the, let's do mealworm frenzy. Mealworm frenzy from randallburkey.com. Mealworms, there's 3,250 mealworms in that bag. If you want to count them, go ahead and count them. Question is, again, 347-637-3237 is the number to call. What breed is the first breed of Canadian creation and has a cushion comb? What breed is the first breed of Canadian creation and has a cushion comb? 347-637-3237. I'm going to give you one more little hint. Pat has some of these, and she brought them home from the Ohio National last year. So that's all the hints
right.
I'm going to give you. But what breed is the first breed of Canadian creation and has a cushion comb? That's what we're looking for. Call number 5-347-637-3237. You're going to get an awesome little bag, 3,250 of them, resealable bag of mealworms. I guarantee that your chickens are going to absolutely love them. Love them. They will eat them up like crazy. I mean, one chicken will probably eat this whole bag in one sitting. Don't recommend it. Don't want you to do that. But they love them absolutely. What a great special treat for that. What a great special treat. So 347-637-3237. What breed is the first breed of Canadian creation and has a cushion comb? Moving right along because I want to make sure I get all of these done today and get these prizes out the door. So let me go to the switchboard right now. Here we go. We're going to the phone lines. Call number 5. Call number 5. All righty. You're on the air live with Andy and Pat calling in from area code 606. If you'll tell us your name and what state you're calling from, please.
My name's Melanie, and I'm calling from Kentucky.
Melanie from Kentucky. Hey, y'all got a cold snap up there, too, didn't you?
Oh, yes. It's been terrible.
Yes, it's been quite cold. It's definitely been quite cold. So, Melanie from Kentucky, number one, thank you very much for listening. Hope you have a great weekend. The question is, what breed is the first breed of Canadian creation and has a cushion comb? And your answer is?
I'm not real sure about this answer. But I don't even know if I can pronounce it correctly. Is it the Chanticleer?
That's correct. People pronounce it all kind of different ways, Chanticleer. And Pat, how do you pronounce it?
Well, the French judge that I talked with pronounced it Chanticleer.
and it means clear voice or clear song in French. So, but it's really, the breed is named after a fable where a rooster named Chanticleer fell in love with a partridge hen. So it's really a romantic name.
That's interesting.
Awesome. Very romantic name. Yep. Okay. Perfect. Well, Melanie in Kentucky, congratulations. Like I said, you can email me your shipping information, chickenwhisper@chickenwhisper.net. You can, if you're on Facebook, send it via Facebook message, however you want to get that to me today, that'll be great. I'll get it over to peach@randallburkey.com. They'll send you out those awesome mealworms. I guarantee your chickens are going to love them, and they're really good in salad, too. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Thank you.
They add a little crunch to your salad. So, no, awesome.
Oh,
well, thank you very much for listening. You have a great weekend, Melanie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Congratulations.
All righty. Rolling right along. How are your Chanticleers doing, Pat?
Oh, they're wonderful. I have some partridge hens now, too, that I got from a friend, and I absolutely adore them, and I have absolutely no worries about frostbite because of that cushion comb. That's partly what makes them winter tolerant. They also have kind of a extra down layer of feathers, which so I don't have to worry about them if it does get into single digits here. So they're great birds. I absolutely, and they're docile. They're everything I would want in a breed for here.
Perfect.
Where I live. Yeah. Thanks, Ralph.
Good deal. Yeah. Okay, we're going to take caller number 10, and you'll know why when I ask this question, because many of you will know this, and so we want to, you know, we know, you know, caller number 10, not caller number 9, but caller number 10, 347-637-3237, 347-637-3237 is the call-in number. We're going to take caller number 10 if you know the answer to the following question. How much coffee does Pat drink, and on what day does she drink it? There is the question. It's posted in the chat room. Caller number 10. How much coffee does Pat drink, and on what day does she drink it? And Bitbird all of a sudden just put, too much, that's for sure.
I cannot believe you're asking this question. Oh, it is Fun Friday. Anything goes. Oh, yeah! Oh, my. Oh, Lord.
Oh,
yes,
my goodness.
Yeah. And even Bidbird said even that is too much, which is really true.
Because if you ever listen on this particular day and Pat announces that, you know, how much coffee that she actually has, you'll know that the rest of the day, Pat is...
Yep, because I'm caffeine-free the rest of the time, so this one day... Oh, Whisper,
so
you crack me up. Oh, my
caller
gosh.
Number 10. Caller number 10 at 347-637-3237. This is for some Sunflower Sensation. This is a big bottle. It's kind of a plastic. It probably looks like it's, I don't know, maybe a half a gallon type bottle, maybe a little less than a half a gallon milk jug of Sunflower Sensation Happy Hen Treats from randallburkey.com. You will win this. Caller number 10. If you know how much coffee does Pat drink and what day does she drink it? Now, come on, folks. You know the answer to this, so you got to call. Free prizes, 347-637-3237.
This is just too much. Bidbird is right, because apparently it's coffee-covered cream. It really is coffee-covered half and half that I end up drinking. I just love it. Absolutely love it. Oh, dear. And as long as I don't put arsenic in it. No, I do not put any arsenic knowingly in anything that I drink or eat. So, but isn't that arsenic some kind of a story for our times? It's just kind of it's mind-boggling.
But yeah. It's so good for your skin. All righty, we're going to go to caller number 10 right now to see if they know the answer to this question. So we're going live on the air, and caller calling in from area code 210. Caller calling in from area code 210. You're live on the air with Andy and Pat. If you'll tell us what state you're calling from and your name, please.
Hi, it's Kim from Texas.
Texas. Okay.
Hi.
And the question is, how much coffee does Pat, my co-host, drink, and on what day does she drink it? And
if I get it wrong, then that's going to really blow it there with a Dremel and all.
I think it's a half a cup.
Really? I think it's a half a cup. And I think it's on Wednesday.
You are correct. Talk about trivia of trivia. You're right, Kim. That's correct.
Yay!
Oh, Lordy D.
I love it. What do you know? What do
Finally
you know
a trivia about? Question I know. No, I'm just kidding.
It's astonishing, really.
I love it. I love it. We've got another one following this that also is Pat related. So I'm going to go ahead and email me chickenwhisper@chickenwhisper.net. Your shipping information, send it via Facebook. I'll get that over to Peach. They'll get you that sunflower sensation out as soon as possible. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope you have a great weekend, Kim.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kim. Yeah.
Okay.
There's a comment that whispered, it's true for love for poultry nailed it. It is organic coffee. So that's one of the reasons I think it's so good. It's called Heart and Soul Organic Coffee. There you go.
Very
go ahead.
Cool. That's good. Good. Okay. And the next question here. This is for a Chicken Whisperer T-shirt. Now, when you do email me, if you're the winner here, caller number 8, then you need to have your size. I'm not going to ask you your size on the air. But when you send me your shipping information, I'll need your size, man or woman, just your size that you want. Typical T-shirt with the big Chicken Whisperer logo on the front. Question number 8. Pat, my wonderful co-host, has a hen that she travels around the country with, and it's a special hen. And we want to know that hen's name. It's really what kind of chicken is it? It's a therapy chicken. It's a therapy chicken. And so,
Pat, he's a certified therapy chicken.
Certified
You're
therapy
so
chicken.
Funny.
And we want to know the name, caller number 8, the name of this particular hen that Pat mentions quite a bit on the show, travels around the country, the chicken's been in courtrooms, and it's
That's
been
right.
in nursing homes. It is a
That's
therapy
right.
chicken. And if you know the name of this particular chicken, you can win Chicken Whisperer T-shirt, yours truly, from CW Incorporated. Caller number 8-347-637-3237. And this one's going to wrap up the show. It's going to wrap up the show. And if you know, we've got 3 minutes left, just enough time to hopefully get a winner, caller number 8, and then we'll say our goodbyes for the weekend. I would say tune in tomorrow morning, but I just have a hunch with the low temperatures and with my wife valuing her weekends, I'm just going to maybe take a guess that she's going to want to stay under the covers early in the morning and not go to this poultry show. But my wonderful personal assistant, Love for Poultry, Christina Duncan, I think is planning on going. So they haven't seen each other in a while, and they're like super best friends. So Christina may just, stop by here on the way and just drag her butt out of bed. So we'll just see how that may work. So, all righty, give me 1 second. Let me get this number down. Yes, Pat?
Well, I'm just... you've got the trivia of the trivia questions that you're pulling up here out of the hat. I think it's such a hoot.
Okay, here we go. Caller number 8. Caller number 8 calling in from area code 765. 765, if you'll state your name and tell us what state you're calling from.
Kyle from Indiana.
Hey,
Kyle,
my home state. Hey, Kyle.
Yep.
Hey.
Boilermaker.
Boilermaker and a Hoosier.
That's right.
All righty, Kyle, here's the question. Pat has a therapy chicken she travels around with, nursing homes and schools and courtrooms and TV shows and all that kind of stuff. If you can name this special hen, then you're going to win a CW T-shirt right from Atlanta, Georgia. So what do you think the name of this hen is, Kyle?
Oprah Winfrey.
That hen
That's
is
right.
Oprah Winfrey, and I believe she may have one called Eggshell Obama. Eggshell, not Michelle, but Eggshell Obama. And
Attila the Hen.
with a hen. Very cool. Okay, well, hey, we've got to go. Sorry to cut you off. Kyle, send me your information via email or Facebook. 90 seconds left, folks. Thank you. What a great, fun Friday. We had some really great chickens in the news. We had some great chicken announcements. Don't forget to send me on Facebook or email your nomination for a name for this awesome tour that we're going to do in the fall. Don't forget to nominate for the Regis and Kelly show, and then also nominate a nomination for a local public or private school that you want to win this awesome prize pack. So thank you very much. Thank you for all our guests this week. Thank you, my co-host, Pat Foreman, who drinks a half a cup of organic coffee every Wednesday. And so how cool is that? We hope you all have a lovely weekend. Dear. Pat, take it away.
Okay. Well, Andy, I'm going to think of some trivia questions for you the next time, I think. And, of course, thank you, Andy, for bringing us all together. If it were not for you, we certainly would not be here. Appreciation to our chat room chicken ears and all our listeners for joining us and clucking along. And, of course, thanks to blogtalkradio.com for providing the radio, the fun chat room, and the video services. Blessings to all, and may the flock be with you evermore. God bless everybody.